KSL News Time, precisely 4:49, which brings us to Triple Team Traffic. Three times the eyes on the road, starting with Ricky Meese.
We've got speeds really slowing down southbound I-15. Part of this due to an accident at about 1500 South. It's out of traffic over to the left and then on the right shoulders. But from downtown, really, all the way into Draper, you're going to be way under the freeway limit. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow going through Draper. The West Belt seeing delays now. Southbound between I-80 into Taylorsville and spots of slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and I-215. Michelle Rowe?
5600 West and 3500 South. It's still showing some residual from that crash on that's in the center of the lane. Traffic is having to move around to the right shoulder, but it's not causing any major delays. East Side Belt Route, we're looking at slowdowns from the IED interchange all the way down to about 3900 South. You'll expect some slowdowns on the southbound side of that road. And then looking in the down to Utah County, I-15 southbound, typical slowdowns from Point of the Mountain down to 1500 North in Lehigh, Mark.
KSL Travel Time. We're going to open with 21 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington. The worst of the delays prior to Glover Lane up to Shepherd Lane. And you're going to stay sluggish in spots up into Layton. Highway 89 overflowing delays up into Fruit Heights as well. But a big wreck in Ogden. You'll want to avoid Wall Avenue and 17th Street because it looks like some stretch of that's going to be closed down. UDOT construction alert. Plan for a lane split on the I-215 West Belt. The southbound lanes will be divided from SR-201 to 41st South starting Sunday night. Stay right to exit at 35th South. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.